Good morning. Thank you very much for coming. Today's daf is Daf Dalet. We're actually going to transition out a little bit from the Yibum discussions. We'll get into the general discussion of Asei Docheh Lo Ta'aseh. Does a positive mitzvah, or we know that it does, a positive mitzvah overrules a prohibition, but the source for that is going to be the discussion today. But we were still on Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara had said, what's the source for the law of the Mishnah? The law of the Mishnah is that when a Yavama falls to a Yavam, in other words, when a brother dies and he doesn't have any children and his widows are now going over to his brother for Yibum or Chalitza, if one of the widows is an Erva, is a prohibited relation to the potential Yavam because she's his daughter or granddaughter or mother-in-law or grandmother-in-law or her sister-in-law, you know, any daughter-in-law, any type of erva besides just the normal erva of being the wife of brother. So she doesn't have to do yibum or chalitza. She exempts yibum and chalitza both for herself and for her co-wife. And then when her co-wife goes and marries a different brother, so if that brother dies without kids, the co-wife now will exempt her co-wives from yibum or chalitza to this brother who had the relation to the erva. And the source for that was the pasuk in regards to the erva of achos ishto, the erva of a sister of a wife. The Torah says about that prohibition, the Torah's language was, isha el achosa lo sikach litzror, legalos ervasa aleha bechayeha. Isha el achosa, a woman to her sister, lo sikach, don't marry the sister of your wife, litzror, to now have co-wives, legalo servasa aleha, to reveal her nakedness upon her, bechaya, during her lifetime. You can't do it. If you do it, you get kare. So there are extra words here. There's the word aleha. That's an extra word. So aleha is connected to yivama yavo aleha. So just like yivama yavo aleha is in the case of a mitzvah, so to this pasuk of ishalachos lo sikach litzor, legalo servasa aleha, is in a case of mitzvah. When there's yibum, you're not allowed to do the yibum with the sister of your wife. Right. And then since the Torah says the word litzror, it means also with the co-wife of the sister of your wife. And since it says litzror, not latzor, it means the co-wife will herself be able to make other co-wives. So also exempt. Asks the Gemara, I only know about the sister of wife. What about other arayos? So the Gemara uses what's called a mamatzinu. We find something in some place, there's certain characteristics to it, so that it'll apply to other places that have the same characteristics. A sister of wife is an erva. A sister of wife, if you would do it, you'd get kares. A sister of wife, if you did it by mistake, you have to bring a sin offering. A sister of wife is prohibited to the brother-in-law, to the person who's married to her sister. So anytime you have an erva, which on purpose you'd get kares for, by mistake you'd get chatas, you have to bring a sin offering, and there's a prohibition to, in all those cases, there is a prohibition to the yavam. Okay, he says, just like achos isha is prohibited to her yavam, so to other arayos are prohibited to their yavam. Okay, but how do we know about the co-wives? Again, the same thing. Achos isha is an erva, and the co-wife is prohibited to the yavam, so any erva, the co-wife is also prohibited to the yavam, and that's where we got up to yesterday, mikan amru, from here they said, chamish amru chacham, that's where the sages said, chamish esrei nashim potros tzaroseyan, 15 women exempt their co-wives, vitzaros tzaroseyan, then their co-wives, if they marry other brothers, can exempt their co-wives, they exempt them in a chalitza, in a yibum, from chalitza and from yibum, at so fa'olam. Please.
On the man's side, so the woman, if there's an error, exempt, right?
Okay.
So then it moves on to the next brother, to see if he's got it.
That's right.
It doesn't really mean you're exempt. You just for that individual.
From this brother.
Person.
From this brother, exemption.
Rabbi always is talking about men's punishment. How about if it happens from the woman to men?
Same. So whenever we have a prohibited erva, the punishment would be the same for the man and the woman.
And the woman.
Yeah, both would get the same punishment. Says the Gemara, Yachol Shani Mar Bav Sheish Arayos Chamuros Me'elu. Maybe if I'm learning from Achos Isha, I should also include the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is going to list 6 prohibited relations more strict even than the 15 prohibited relations of our Mishnah, because these are prohibited relations based on the father. Let's say the father, sister, things like that. So maybe I would include these 6 prohibited relations and say, the father's wife, maybe them also shutzarosein asuros, their co-wives are prohibited. So again, the source is achos hisham. Let's take a look at it. Ma achos hisham ishta miuchedah she ever v'chayavon al zdona karsu shigasachatos v'efshli nasei lachim. The sister of your wife, what's unique about her? She is an erva. If you'd have relations with her, you'd get kares. By mistake, you have to bring a sin offering. But she could marry your brothers. It's just to you that she's prohibited. She's the one who's prohibited to the Yavam, and her co-wife is prohibited. So too, arayos that are called erva on the Torah, and if done on purpose, there is a mazid, there is a kares punishment at least, and b'shogeg at least b'shogeg chatas, but can marry other brothers. That's the one that asur liyav mitzaras asura. That's the one that's prohibited to the yavam, and her co-wife is prohibited. But yatsu sheish arayos chamuros me'elu, that excludes the next mission of the six prohibited women, more strict than these 15. Hold the efshli nasi la'achim, they can't marry any brother. Right? If a woman is a mother, the mother can't marry any brother. If one brother is having incest with her, the other brothers can't marry her either. She's prohibited. Well, those are the same mutaras there. There's no marriage at all. So there's no, creating any status to the co-wife. The co-wife there is still the one who's married. The erva was never married. And there's no exempting from Yibum. Shein Tzara. Elameach, because the whole concept of a tzara is that this woman who falls to this brother is exempted from this brother, so now she's tzaras erva. But that doesn't apply to a situation where this woman happens to be in the same household as another woman who's prohibited to everybody, prohibited to her husband, prohibited to the brothers, and there's no such thing as tzaras erva. All right, says the Gemara, Azhara Shamanah. So we found the pasuk that tells us you're not allowed to have Yibum with an Erva, and you're not allowed to have Yibum with the co-wife of an Erva. Oh, Nishminayin, how do we know that if somebody did it, if somebody had Yibum with an Erva, or you had Yibum with the co-wife of the Erva, that he would get Kares? Amarka, that's because the pasuk says at the end of all those laws, they are not Nachremos, Kikal Asher Yasem Mikala Toivosa Ela, for anybody who does any of these abominations, the Nichrisa, and his soul will be cut off. Alright, that was really, really should have ended yesterday. We just didn't get up to it. Says the Gemara, Taima, why are you telling me that an Erva is exempt and exempts co-wives? The Kasa Rahman Aleh, because the Torah says the word Aleha in regards to sister of wife, and it says the word Aleha in regards to Yibam. Alavachi, but if it wouldn't have the word Aleha in regards to sister of wife, I wouldn't have connected Yibum necessarily to the case of the prohibition. Avamina would have thought to say then, there is no prohibition with Yibum. I would have thought, Achos Isha, sister of wife, Miyabemes, can do Yibum. My time, why would I have thought to say that? And so the Gemara Darmina would have thought to say, Asi Asay, the positive mitzvah of Yibum comes, Vedachi lo tasay, and it pushes aside the prohibition of don't sleep with your wife, sister. Asks the Gemara, Emor Darmin and Asi Asay Vidachi Lo Sasay. When do we say that an Asay can come and overrule a Lo Sasay, overrule a prohibition? Lo Sasay, great, that's regular Lo Tasays. But Lo Tasay, Sheesh Bo Kares Midachi. But is there a thought that a Lo Tasay that carries with it a penalty of Kares that could have been pushed aside by an Asay? Why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that there is a prohibition of Erva, of sister of wife in the case of Yibum? Once I know that a sister of wife is prohibited with the penalty of kares, so then, of course, it's going to stay prohibited even when there's yibum. A mitzvah saseh cannot overrule a lo taseh that has kares. Now, once we're talking about this subject, another question, v'su and further, lo saseh grei dami nalan didachi. How do we know this rule? What's the source that when you have a positive mitzvah, you should go do it even if it entails overruling a prohibition? How do we know that Asay do chelot Asay? This is the main sugya in all of Shas for this very beautiful principle that Asay do chelot Asay. So the Gemara proposes proposal number one. It's based on the psukim in Parshas Kisetze. The Torah says, pretty close to where we talk about Yibum, the Torah has a pasuk that says, Lo silbash sha'atnez. Do not wear the mixing of materials. Do do not wear the garments made of a mixture of wool and linen. Wool from the sheep and linen, which comes from the flax. You're not allowed to wear a garment of chatnez. But in that same pasuk, the pasuk goes on to say, actually not that pasuk, but the next pasuk, right? The first pasuk is Lasul b'shatnez semru pishtim yachtav, and the next pasuk is Gidilim ta'aselach al arba kanfos k'suscha asher t'chaseba. Gidilim. Gidilim are strands. You know, a tie-up of strings. A tassel. A tassel you shall make for yourself on the four corners of your garment that you cover yourself with. So we have a pasuk that says, Lo silba shatnez, semro pishtim yachtav. Don't wear shatnez, wool and linen together. And then we have a second pasuk that says, Gedilim ta'asalach, wear strings, put the strings on your four-cornered garment. So that's to tell you that even though generally you can't wear a garment of wool and linen, but if you need to wear wool and linen in order to fulfill a mitzvah, then you could. So let's say you have a four-cornered garment that you're covering yourself with, which is made of linen. And now you want to put on the tzitzit strings. One of the tzitzit strings is the blue tcheles string. Now, blue is a dye. Dyes will only catch on wool. Dyes do not successfully color linen. That's why the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, when he wears garments that are all linen, they're called big day lavan, the white garments, because the dyes cannot catch on those garments. So how are you going to have tcheles? How are you going to have the blue wool on a linen four-cornered garment? You can't put wool with linen. Well, the answer is you could, since the Torah says don't have wool and linen. And the next pasuk is, have tzitzis. It's saying tzitzis you could have, even though it's wool and linen. The Amar Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar taught us, how do we know the darshan? The fact that one pasuk is next to the next pasuk, Rebbe Elazar said, smuchim in HaTorah minayin. What's the source biblically that when you have one section and then another section, that means you should learn laws from one section to the next section? Shenemar, as the verse says in Tehillim, smuchim la'ad la'olam. What's next to each other is for now and forever. Asuyim be'emes uviyosher, made with truth and with what is correct. So, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the two things next to each other, it's to teach us a lesson. If Kil'ayim is right next to Tzitzis, it's to teach us you can have Tzitzis, even if that entails the prohibition of Kil'ayim. So, that means that the mitzvah saseh of Tzitzis is overruling the prohibition of wearing Kil'ayim. So, aseh docha lo taseh.
Only allowed in the Tzitzis.
Correct. Otherwise, you can't wear shatnez. How could you wear shatnez otherwise?
No, go ahead.
Right, a kohen, correct. The kohen wears it in his belt, the avnet. That's only in the Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah. So like if you have a jacket and it's a combination of both, okay, you cannot wear that.
Correct.
But if you attach a string to it,
No, I don't think that's what it's saying. I think that's a discussion. There's a discussion about that. But what it's saying is that if you have a garment of linen, and the only way to be able to do tzitzis is by putting on wool, then you could do that. But if you could avoid this problem, you should avoid the problem.
This all has to go through the teeth. It's always, because you don't really have to wear it.
That's what Rav Elchanan Wasserman points out, right? It's a very interesting thing, right? You don't have to wear it. The Gemara, though, says, though, at a time of divine rage, like look what's going on in Iraq, in Ukraine, to have protection, you want to wear tzitzis. If people who don't wear tzitzis, they don't have the protection of divine rage. Yeah, it's true. It's true, even an optional mitzvah, very
so
true.
For those that really believe that tchelet is what it is,
right,
they cannot wear it today.
Woolen. Why?
They can't.
They would be able to wear on a four-cornered linen garment, they would put on tchelet, right?
Even though it's
chatnez, because they feel that this is the tchelet.
It's a big suffix. They violate the law.
I think it's a pretty big suffix to think that this is the right tchelas, because I once heard a nice argument from in the name of Rabbi Reisman, who's the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas. He said in the Mishkan, trapping was the chilazo. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. In the Mishkan, The activity of trapping was the trapping of the chilazo on the secret. Trapping animals, catching an animal.
Okay.
Which we're now going to do on Shabbos, was the trapping of the sea creature that produces the dye for the tchelas. He said, but in a snail, there is no law of trapping because it doesn't move much. It's considered trapped already. So how could the snail be the source of this dye? It must have been a fish. So he thought that it's not the right thing. But, okay, so we don't know. We'll have Eliyahu HaNavi hopefully soon. He's going to give us the answer, right? Eliyahu HaNavi is going to tell us what it is. What's the real thing? Okay, says the Gemara. So the source of smuchin is smuchin la'ad olam asuim v'yamis v'yosher. All right, another law based on smuchin. V'am rev sheishas. V'am rev alaz mishim rev alaz ben azariah. Minayin li'evam. How do we know that if a woman falls for yibum lifnei mukashchin to the brother of her husband who is filled with leprosy and she doesn't want to marry him? Shein chosmano, so we don't force her. We don't close up her mouth and tell her, oh, go get married. No, we listen to her. She doesn't want to marry him. We say, okay, chalitza, guys. Shanamar, again, it's based on smuchim. The pasuk says, lo sachsum shor b'disho. Don't muzzle an ox when he's doing his threshing. Don't close up the mouth of the ox. V'samachlein. Right next to it, you have the pasuk of ki yeshu achim yacht of the law of Yibum. V'am Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef said, afil amad lo darsh smuchim ba'alma. Even the opinion that generally does not think that one section being next to another teaches us laws. But b'mishnah Torah darsh. But in the book of Devarim, one section next to the other does teach us laws. Who's the one who normally doesn't think that one section next to the other teaches us laws? Rabbi Yehuda ba'am lo darish. Rabbi Yehuda generally doesn't darshan smuchin, but Mishnah Torah darish, but in Sefer Dvarim he does darshan smuchin. Ba'am amino and lo darish. Where do we see that out of the book of Dvarim, Rabbi Yehuda is not darshan smuchin? The Tanya Lindin of Reis ben Azay, Omer ben Azay said, the pasuk says, Mechashefa lo sechayet. The Mechashefa, black magician, don't let her live. How do you kill her? Just says, don't let her live. But it says right next to it, Kol Shochev Mehema Mos Yumas. Anyone who does bestiality, unfortunately, has to die with the death of Mos Yumas. Mos Yumas is stoning. So Samcho Inyon Lo puts the two things next to each other to say, Ma Shochev Mehema Beskila, just like laying with an animal gets stoned. Ach Mechasheva Beskila. So to the woman doing the black magic gets stoned to death. So according to Ben Azai, we learn from the Smuchim, the connection between or the proximity in Parshas Mishpatim, I think it is, between Mechashefa lo sechaye and Kol Shochevim Behema Mos Yumas, that Mechashefa gets skila. That's in Parshas Mishpatim, which is in the book of Shmos. Amalur Yudhimita said, just because two topics are spoken next to each other, two topics are taught to us in the Torah, one after the next. We're going to take this woman out and stone her and give her such a terrible death. Ella, rather, the pshat is like this. It's a different source how Mechashefa gets skila. Over you, don't even Mechashefa mayu. The necromancers, those who call up the souls of the dead, it's types of black magic also. Over you, don't eat. They are Mechashefim. The Lama Yatsu, why were they explicitly mentioned? Where the Torah says, V'isho ishaki yevahim over you, don't eat, mosim masu, ba'evin yir gemu osam. V'mehem bam, why were they mentioned explicitly? Lehakish lahem. To compare the other magicians to them. It's called Davar, right? Davar Shahaya Bichlal, something which was part of a group, and Yatsam and Akal went out of the group Lelamik to teach us. But Lom Malachas will tell you like this, Ma'ovi Yidoni Biskila, just like Ovi and Yidoni, they get stoned. Af Mechashefa, so too, the Mechashefa is Biskila, but he doesn't use smuchin. He used a different way to figure out the Mechashefa gets skila from Davar Shaya Bichlal, what was part of the rule, the Yatsam and Aklal, that came out of the rule, was mentioned, Lulamed, I'll call it Klal Kulo, to teach us about the whole rule. It says here, over you don't eat, it says skila, and to tell us that all the Mechashefim get skila. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't darshan smuchin in the book of Shmos, but even he would darshan it in the book of Dvarim. The darish, how do we know that? It's not because in the Mishnah. No, say Adam anusas avim mefutas aviv. According to the Tanakhama, a person's allowed to marry the woman that was raped by his father or seduced by his father, as long as his father didn't marry her. Anusas beno, he can marry the woman that was raped by his son, mefutas beno, the woman seduced by the son. Rabbi Yehuda, oh, sir, banusas avim mefutas aviv. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to marry the woman raped by father or seduced by father. My time to Yehuda. What's the source of Rabbi Yehuda? Based on smuchim, the pasuk says lo yikach ishes eshes aviv. A person should not marry the wife of his father, and then velo yigalek naf aviv, and he shouldn't reveal the corner of his father, shouldn't reveal the edge of the garments of his father. So knaf shira aviv, the corner that his father saw, namely a woman that his father had relations with, lo yigalek, he shouldn't reveal her nakedness. Or mi'mai banu saksiv, I remember that pasuk is talking about a woman who's being raped. Now we know from the puzzle before it, miluwe dekrup, what was said right before it, because it says right before, v'nasan isha shochevi ma, lavia nara chamishim kasef, and the person will give to the father of the woman he, what's that?
It's only if the woman was violated, but if she didn't voluntarily.
Yeah, so.
Out of wedlock.
Right, so that's included, because there also there's the section of Pitui there also. The Samichle, and then right afterwards we have this section of Lo Yikach Ish, as Ish is Aviv, Lo Yigalek Knaf Aviv. So since Lo Yigalek Knaf Aviv is pretty close to the laws of paying for an ones, Lo Yigalek Knaf Aviv is referring to when the father was Ma'anis, the father raped a woman. Now the Rabbanan of that Braisa, everybody agrees to smuchim in the book of Dvarim, so what are they going to say? They'll say, if the two things would have been next to each other, if we would have said, lo yigalek knaf aviv, literally right after, then we would have said, yes, talking about ones. But now it's not exactly right next to it, because there is this phrase, lo yikach ish eshes aviv bein atayim. That's right, because it says in between the two parts, lo yikach ish eshes aviv bein atayim. So therefore, this pasuk lo yigalek knaf aviv is not referring to a man not being allowed to marry the woman that his father raped, but rather the verse is saying like this, that the woman who is waiting for Yibam with his father, he's not allowed to sleep with her. Now, he's not allowed to sleep with her because she's waiting for Yibam. Chalitza wasn't done with her, but there's a second prohibition. If she's waiting to Yibam with his father, he's also not allowed to sleep with her because of that. To violate two prohibitions. Okay, so again, bottom line is, how do we know that Aseh overrules a lo ta'aseh? Because the Torah in the book of Dvarim has the prohibition of don't wear shatnez, and right next to it, the mitzvah say of put on tzitzis. Says the Gemara, one second, but maybe not everybody agrees to that. No, we don't. Everybody agrees in the book of Dvarim that we darshan smuchim. Yeah, question?
Is there a judicial process for a woman that is raped, meaning that isn't this idea that a man could acquire her to become his wife?
That's right.
And she has to acquiesce to that.
That's correct.
Right? But in case she doesn't, is there like a kind of Yabama status where she, for 3 months, she's sort of in a state where she can't do anything?
Well, she would be, right, because we want to know who the child is. That's right. What we're going to get to. We don't want people born without knowledge of who the father is, because then you might have a person marrying a sibling. They didn't have DNA tests.
But she's exempt also, right, if she's pregnant.
Kim was asking something else. Kim was asking, if a woman gets raped, should she wait 3 months before she can go out and marry somebody else? And the answer is yes, because want to see if she's pregnant or not.
But the person that's waiting is the Yavama. Is she actually exempt if she's pregnant?
Yes. Yeah. The Yavama is exempt if she's pregnant, yes.
Going back to the magic woman to the... So that's why it's asur for us to go to fortune tellers. Is that right?
Section, right? One of the prohibitions. Lo sonenu, velo sonachashu. That's right. Not to go to fortune tellers.
And the ones they call in the neshamas, the soul, and also. Thought, and this is absolutely...
They get the stream as
well. Yeah, it's all prohibiting. It's all prohibited.
For magician and also for the person who's going to both
yes,
of them, right?
For both, yes.
As that sounds, I know these two people in the army in my unit, they came by the chuva because of seance.
Really? Wow.
Crazy, how crazy that may sound. They went one day to do seance as a joke. I don't know what happened. Something worked, something didn't work.
And how about all those...
The next day, they're putting on tefillin.
All those navis and everything that they predicted and they...
It's different. The prophets are true.
Isn't that a way of,
No, that's true. That's from God.
Yeah.
It was different. Says the Gemara, V'mishnah Torah, my time. Why does Rabbi Yehuda learn things based on proximity in the book of Dvarim? My time to Darish. Answers the Gemara, Yibayis, Mishnah the Muchach, either because in Mishnah Torah, there are scenarios where it's clearly for this. It's clearly to teach us a drasha. It's unnecessary otherwise. Yibayis, Mishnah the Mufni, or because it is extra. Yibayis, Mishnah the Muchach, Tim Cain, right? And the Torah says, Lo yigalek naf aviv in the book of Dvarim. Lichle rachmana gabe arayos. Why didn't the Torah say it back in Vayikra in Achremos? It must be the fact that it's said here. Lo yigalek naf aviv is to put it next to the nasan la vianara to tell us a new concept, the concept of anusas aviv. Ibay same alternatively mishum de mufne because it's extra. Im kain because the Torah could have just said lichle rachmana kadosh. But if the Torah is not talking about the drasha. The Torah could have just said a person shouldn't marry the wife of his father. Why do you have to say also lo yigalek knaf aviv? Shema mina lafnu, must be it's extra, and it's extra for the smuchim to include anusas aviv. V'gabei tzitzis nami, in regards to tzitzis also, clearly we should darsh in smuchim. Yibayisem mishum demuchach, yibayisem mishum demufni, both because it's extra, and clearly it's to teach us this lesson. It's clearly to teach us this lesson. Tim Cain, because if the Torah didn't want to teach us this lesson, Lifta Verachmane Gabe Parsha Tzitzis, the Torah should have said this pasuk of Gedilim Ta'asalacha, Al Arba Kantos Ksuscha Sher Techasaba, back in the book of Bamidbar in Parsha Shlach, where we have the general mitzvah of Tzitzis. Lamai Hilchasakas Vihacha, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu write it again over here? Must be connected to Kilayim. Eternally, I can tell you that there's a connection to Kilayim because it's extra. Mechtis, take a look. Kasav, the pasuk says, "Uvega Kilayim Shatnez Lo Yala Alecha." Don't wear the garment of Shatnez. So it says already in Parshas Kedoshim, in the book of Ayikra, and a garment of Shatnez shouldn't go up on you. So Lo Silba Shatnez Lamli. Why does the Torah also have to say, "Don't wear Shatnez"? Shmamina Lafni. Must be that this pasuk is extra for age Rasha. Asks the Gemara, maybe not. Hani Mitzvah Tzrichi. Maybe Shatnez. The two sections are needed. Because Rachman Eliyahu Alech, if I would have only had the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, the garment of Shatnez shouldn't go up on you. Having me to call Derech Halos, Rachman Hava, Filu Mochiksus, that anything on you you can't wear, even if people are not benefiting from the garment. Let's say somebody is a salesman of coats. So he's walking around from town to town showing off his wares. He wears 10 coats, one on top of the next. And yet one of the coats is Shatnez. I would have thought that's prohibited because of Lo Yal Alech. It went up on you. That's why I need to have the pasuk of Kasa Rachmana Lo Silba Shatnez. Don't wear the Shatnez. What is prohibited is Demidu Levisha. Just like normal wearing is Disbehano, there's pleasure. So too, the Shatnez that's prohibited is when you get pleasure from the wearing, not when you're wearing 10 coats in the middle of the summer because you're trying to sell things. Says the Gemara, no. And answer the Gemara, V'Kasa Rachmana. And furthermore, if the Torah would have just said Lo Silbash, maybe wearing where there's a lot of pleasure. That's what you can't do with the Shatnez. But when you put it on you, where there's not a lot of pleasure, the way there is with wearing, maybe there's no prohibition with that. Maybe that's what Kasa Rachman Lo Yal Alech. That's what the Torah says, even when there's just a little bit of pleasure. So the pasuk of Losilba Shatnez is not extra. It's needed to teach me halachos of Shatnez. It's not extra for the drasha to say that you can have kelaim and tzitzis.
Is it intertwining the issue of Shatnez?
It is.
Wrapping together?
It is.
What would be the issue anyway? You're not wrapping the coat over the coat.
No, the coat itself has intertwined in it, wool and linen. Answers the Gemara Im Kain. If the pasuk wasn't here to tell us something about tzitzis, Lichta Brahmana Lo Silba Shatnez. The Torah could have just said, don't wear Shatnez. And that would have been enough to teach me that when the Torah says, Veged Kilayim Shatnez Lo Yala Alecha, it means don't have it go on you in a way that gives you pleasure, just like wearing gives you pleasure. Why did the Torah continue here in Parshas Ki Seitzei and say, Lo Silba Shatnez, and says, Tzemer Upishtim Yachtov, wool and linen together, Lemeli. Why did it say that? That is extra. Now, why is it extra? Don't tell me that it's there to teach me what Shatnez is. That Shatnez is wool and linen. Because Mikhi, let's take a look. Kasav, the pasuk says, Uveged Kilayim Shatnez Lo Yale Alecha. And a garment of Kilayim, which is Shatnez, shouldn't go up on you. V'tzana d'be Rabbi Shmuel, lived in a b'raisa in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel. Hoel v'nemru b'torah stam begadim. The Torah sometimes uses the word garments. And pir l'cha akasa b'echman, the Torah says in one of the garments what it is, that it's semru pishtim. That's in regard to nig'e begadim, garments that have tzaras, the Torah says. V'abega ki'yevo anega tzaras b'veged semer o b'veged pishtim. And the garment that will have a plague of tzaras in it, in a garment of wool or a garment of linen. So the Torah does talk about begadim. So af kol tzemeru fishtim. So I would have thought also that wherever it says beged, it means wool and linen. Because in big day tzaras, beged means wool and linen. So once the Torah says, u beged kilayim shatnez, lo yale alecha, it said the word beged. Beged is already wool and linen. So why does it have to say later? Tzemeru pishtim, the kasev rachman alamali. Shnami na lafnuye. Must be it's extra to tell you that we should make a drasha between this pasuk and the next pasuk. To tell you that you can have tzitzis on the garment, even though it's shatnez. Ask Kumar, maybe no. V'akati yitzchich, but I need this pasuk. Sagadai dechamina would have thought to say, ha Allah, hidolo nafish hanayasa. When it says, ubeged kilayim shatnez lo yale alecha, in regards to the prohibition of putting shatnez on you. Here it says the word beged, because when it's talking about putting it on you, there's not a lot of pleasure. It's just on you. It gives you a little bit of pleasure. You're not really wearing it. You just have it on you. So then it has to be wool and linen. Avalavisha, but when it's lo silbash shatnez, then I would have thought wearing a garment properly, levisha, the nafish anayasa, where there's a lot of pleasure, maybe called treimini yasa rachmana, maybe Hashem is prohibiting every two groups, any two materials, not just wool and linen. Maybe he's also prohibiting silk with cotton. That's a kasa rachmana here, it's samaru pishtim. So it's not an extra. It's here to teach me this lesson that it's dafka, it's only wool and linen that there's a prohibition of wearing a garment of wool and linen. Hence the gemara imkain, if so, still, lishto kramina, the pasuk could have just left it out. You didn't have to say lo silba shatnez tzemeru pishtim yachtav. You could have just said lo silba shatnez. It's hasten. We would have learned that exera shava shatnez shatnez ma'ala. It says in back in Parshas Kedoshim, beged kilayim shatnez lo yale alecha. There clearly it says the word beged. Beged is tzemeru pishtim. And it says over here the word shatnez lo silba shatnez. There it says beged kilayim shatnez lo yale alecha. So it's just like over there. It's wool and linen. Here too, it's wool and linen.
Let's say Shmota salesman is wearing a wool jacket and is carrying samples. He's selling linen, and he puts the linen samples in his pocket and goes to show it. He knows the samples, swatches. Is he allowed to put the linen in his pocket and go around?
I don't think so. No.
But he could put them in a bag and carry it.
Yeah.
But not in his pocket.
Yeah, I don't think he could have it in his pocket, because in the pocket the threads might get mixed. Yeah.
And
says the Gemara. The Tana Deber Yishmael. Now the Tana Deber Yishmael, who taught us that whenever the Torah says the word beged, it means wool or linen. Time because of Rachmana Tzemru Pishtim. He'll tell you the reason why we have kilayim and tzitzis is because we have the extra word, samaru pishtim. We already knew that from the word beged. Alav achi, but if not for that, kilayim bit tzitzis, hava mina da'asar rachmana. I would have thought to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow you to wear tzitzis if it's shatnez. I voksi, but the pasuk says, vasulahem tzitzis al kanfei big dehem. Yeah, just without the smuchin, the pasuk says they should make tzitzis on the corners of their garments. This is in Parsha Shlach. V'tana de'Rabbi Yishmael, the Tana de'Rabbi Yishmael taught us, kol begadim tzemeru pishtim heim. Whenever you have the word beged, it means wool and linen. V'am rachman avilu tcheles, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, put on the tzitzis, the wool. Utcheles imru, tcheles has to be wool. Says the Gemara, mimayu tcheles imru, how do you know the tcheles is wool? Midashesh kitna. From the fact that sheish is flax, tcheles is wool. Because if sheish is flax, that means the other things have to be wool. Namely, argaman, tcheles, tolashani, They are all different types of wool, different colors, red, purple, blue. So, Tchelas obviously is wool. So, answer the Gemara, according to Tana Rishon, he needs both sources. Itzrich, he needs both sources. Sakadai the Chaminu would have thought to say that if it just the Torah would have said, Rasu Lev Tzitzel Kanfe Bigdayem, Kidir Rava, would have thought to say like Rava, that in a garment that is linen, that has four corners, you have to put on linen strings. The Rava Rami Rabbi asked the contradiction. Sifat Basak says, Tzitzis HaKanaf, that sounds like Mimin Kanaf, that the type of string should be the same as the type of the corner of the garment. But the pasuk also says samaru pishtim, wool and linen. Okay, so how do you resolve it? The answer is like this: samaru pishtim potrim bein b'mina bein shelo b'minan. Samaru pishtim, wool and linen, can exempt whether they are on garments of wool and linen or in garments of, let's say, silk, other materials. Shar minim, but the other materials, let's say silk b'mina potrim, they only work for silk. Shelo b'mina, but if it's not their type, ain't potrim. So based on that idea of rav of hakanaf min kanaf, when the Torah says I would have thought to say that that applies to a wool garment. A wool garment gets wool strings. But a linen garment, not. Says the Gemara. Yeah, what?
So practically, we don't really do that, right? I mean, we take a cotton or a wool and we put wool sits.
Yeah, we could put wool, right? We don't follow Rava, right? But Tana de Be'er Bishmael, that's the Rava. But we know that Tana de Be'er Bishmael doesn't agree with Rava. He doesn't say that when you have a garment of silk, you have to have silk strings. So the Gemara says, it's true. We still need the pasuk to teach me that you can have kelaim and tzitzis. I would have thought to say, like what Rava said, it has to be from the type of the corner. Hashem is saying, avid leitzemer, leitzemer, and pishtim, lepishtim. V'chiyavida tzemer, leitzemer, tzavei. Avot tzemer lepishtim, upishtim letzemer lo. I would have thought to say you can't make wool strings can't make linen strings for the wool garment, nor wool strings for the linen garment. That's what Gazer Rachman at tzemer upishtim. That's what Kadosh Baruch to say tzemer upishtim. Dafi letzemer lepishtim, upishtim letzemer. To tell you can even have wool strings for the linen garment. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue. To